Anzac Day just around the corner and lots of events happening across the Hunter to commemorate pretty much the most sacred event on the Australian calendar. One organisation in the Hunter that does a great job 12 months of the year, and they're getting in the spirit of Anzac Day from today. It is the Morpeth Gallery, and they've got an art exhibition called Lest We Forget. To talk to us about that a little bit this morning is the very, very busy Trevor Richards. Trevor, it's all happening there with the exhibition opening today. Good morning.
It is, Mark, and good morning to you.
Look, if we are heading along to the exhibition, what can we expect? I believe you've got some of the artists there already showing their works.
Yes, so the artists, we have two artists from Outback Queensland who specialise in the light horse. So they've done 62 paintings of the light horse, and they're not just paintings of the light horse, but they're actual events, real events. So, for example, this year is the 100th anniversary of the Charge of Sheba, and there are paintings here actually replicating the charge, and the actual captain and major who actually led the charge. So there is actually a painting here, huge painting, 6 foot by 5 foot in the old scale, so 1 metre by 60 centimetres in size, that actually shows the Major Hyman leading the charge of horses across the plains to take Bathsheba.
That is a massive work of art, 6 foot tall, and even the paintings are taller than me there. Look, what is it about this type of artwork, do you think, Trevor, that captivates us? Why are we so enthralled by it?
Because you'd be amazed how many Australians whose grandfather or granduncle were actually fighting in World War One. Because Australia had such a small population back during the early 1900s, a vast percentage of families were represented in World War One conflict.
I think you're right. That's something we don't sort of think of, isn't it? Sure, we've got a relatively larger population today, but World War One, you take us back 100 or so years, there weren't that many of us around, and for a huge chunk of young men to be going off and fighting, that was a huge thing. Of course, the exhibition is there until Sunday. Any other little surprises you want to let us in on?
Yes, there's as well as the light horse, which takes up the majority of the exhibition, there is also here paintings of naval exploits, for example, the Sydney 2 wreck that was found off the coast of Geraldton in Western Australia just a couple of years ago. We have the official artist for the Royal Australian Navy, and he was sent images of that wreck, which is on the bottom of the floor, hundreds of photos that he pasted together and has actually painted the wreck as it lies today. So that is the only image that you will find anywhere in the world of that particular shipwreck.
Trevor, it really sounds like you've got some one-of-a-kinds there. As always, you do a pretty good job there, so I'll let you get back to it. A very busy opening day. Of course, it's free to get in, and it's 10 o'clock till 5 every day up to and including Sunday, correct?
That's exactly right, Mark.
Trevor, thank you so much for your time this morning. He's from the Morpeth Gallery and their Lest We Forget art exhibition. Get in the spirit of Anzac Day ahead of time. It's 24 past 11.